Welcome to Word of Truth Radio Broadcast with Pastor Emma Moksa. We believe you'll be highly blessed as we express the realities of the new creature in Christ Jesus.
Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Amen. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This is Pastor Emma Moksa right here with you this morning. Glory to God. I greet you all in the name of the Lord Jesus. Those of you that are tuned in from everywhere around the nation and around the world, glory to God. Those of you that are watching us live on Facebook, that is on my page, Pastor Emma Moksa. Amen. You can search it out or you can simply type Reverend Pastor Emma Moksa. Glory to God. Well, I'm here with the Word of Truth program. It's going to be a wonderful time. Glory to God as we share God's Word. God has been faithful to us. Hallelujah. God has been gracious and God has been kind. Glory to God. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. God has been faithful and His grace has been enough. Praise the Lord. Well, today I want to share with us. Now, I'm conscious there are people that are listening in from different places, different nations. Hallelujah. And I believe you're going to have a wonderful time in God's Word. Amen. Now, today I want to share about the Word. Glory to God. Hallelujah. We've been talking about love. Amen. And we'll continue talking about love. Praise the Lord. But you see, there's a need in this season and time for us to understand the Word. Glory to God. The Word. What is the Word? What about the Word of God? Hallelujah. Word of God. Is the Word of occasional kind of thing that you need to go in, you know, once in a while you go in and you open and read when you are at church on Sunday? What about the Word? And what about the Word with you? Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. Well, today I will share and I'll begin to share with us concerning the Word of God and you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord Jesus. Now, I know many times, you know, people mistakenly mix things. Hallelujah. So you find this because of the lack of understanding of certain things that causes men to act in certain ways and then end up missing it completely and totally. Praise the name of the Lord Jesus. But now I want to bring to you God's Word. Hallelujah. I want to bring you to bring to you God's Word. What about God's Word? What about God's Word? Glory to God. There are things that we must be certain about as children of God. Certain about. There are authorities we must enthrone in our lives. Just one of those authorities is the Word. The Bible says in John chapter 1 and verse 1, which I believe that we all know. Praise the Lord. Let me read it. He says in John chapter 1 verse 1. He says, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He says, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. And the Word was God. Hallelujah. The Word of God is not just all right, let me just clear this out. I know many times, you know, when we're talking about the Word of God, people want to stay where I've seen people that hold their Bibles and then put them under the pillow, the what that they are putting there, that God may protect them. Now let me tell you something. The Word of God is bigger than just the Bible. In the Bible, we see the Word of God expressed. Hallelujah. The scripture expressed the personality. Hallelujah. They express Christ. But you see, in the scriptures, we find different words. Hallelujah. We find words of men in the Bible. We find even words of the devil in the Bible. Are you with me? And we find the Word of God in the Bible. So the Bible isn't the Word of God, but the Bible contains the Word of God. It's very important for you to understand why. Or else find in there, you might go in the Word, praise the Lord, in the Bible, and you think that everything you read there, now it is God's Word for you. Praise the Lord. But in there, we see the expression of the personality of the Word. We see the Word being expressed through the Bible, through the Scriptures. Glory to God. The Scriptures express the Word. So now, if you do not rightly divide the Word, what happens is you will be able, you might find yourself going in and doing these things that we did years ago. Praise the Lord. We did it. You go in the Bible, you say, God, speak to me. I want you to speak to me. So what happens? And then you say, I'm just going to open. And then that verse that I will put my finger on, I will know that is what your Word for me. Well, that is a very, very, very dangerous way of relating with the Word. Praise the Lord. Very dangerous one. Why? Because think about it. If you opened and ever my finger goes, that's what you're talking to me now. It's what I would do. And what happens? You open, and then where does your finger fall? And Judas got a rope and hung himself. So what happens? What do you think now? What will come in your mind that God is instructing you to do? Isn't it now, okay, God is telling me to commit suicide? And then maybe you can go run and you say, all right, let me receive a confirmation. Let me find another word which you are saying. And then you open. And then what happens? You fall on another scripture that says whatever you are found. So what are you going to do? You go, oh, thank you, Lord. You have spoken to me. Your servant is hearing. That's dangerous. Praise the Lord. Amen. The Word of God, we must relate with it rightly. But you see, you cannot relate with it rightly until you perceive it rightly. Are we together? Look at it. The Word, the Bible, is not like any other novel. In the book is the very life of God expressed. In the book, in the Bible, is the very nature of God expressed, are the very thoughts of God expressed. The personality of God is expressed in and through the Word. Are we together? Now we say in John, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. He shows us that the Word of God is God. Are we together? And now when we're relating, the Bible was compiled together not many years back. Praise the Lord Jesus. But the Word of God says, now we see through the Scriptures tell us that in the beginning was the Word. What does John show us here? John is relating to us and giving us a picture of Genesis. Praise the Lord. Now in Genesis chapter 1, we see the beginning. Excuse me. We see the beginning of creation. Praise the Lord. It is a time. Hallelujah. It's the beginning of this natural world. But it's not the very beginning. Now, the Word did not begin with Genesis. The Word was there before Genesis. I usually say, he says, in the beginning. Now, he's talking of a certain kind of beginning. Praise the Lord. But you see, you know, even this very being brought out rightly, here we kind of, it's not really expressed rightly. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Why? Because we see God didn't begin. Jesus didn't begin with the beginning. Jesus did not start with the beginning. Jesus is the beginning. He says, I am the Alpha and the Omega. The Word didn't begin with the beginning. The Word was in the beginning. Praise the Lord. We see, he says, in the Word. That means the Word came before this beginning. Hallelujah. In the beginning was the Word. He says, you know, it's not that in the beginning the Word became. No, the Word didn't begin with the beginning. The Word began the beginning. Are we together? So if you came before Genesis chapter 1, and traveled million years, you will still find Jesus there. Praise the Lord. Now, all right, we see, in the beginning was the Word. The Word was God, and the Word was God. He says, the same was
in the beginning with God. All things made by him, and without him was not anything made that was made. Are we together? He says, he shows us here that he was in the beginning with God. And he shows us that he began the beginning. All things that were made by him. So he's showing us about creation. That means the beginning is really creation. But there was before creation, there was God. In Genesis, he says, in the beginning, God. Hallelujah. So the moment we first began, the first microsecond started, there was God. It started in God, with God, by God. Hallelujah. But I want to show you something here. He says, in the beginning was the Word. Are we together? The Word of God didn't begin recent. The Word of God began the beginning. Time began by the Word. The Word began time. Are you with me? So now, every time you're relating with the Word, don't relate with the Word as though you are relating with a newspaper that was published yesterday. Are we together? No. No, we're talking about the essence of all things. That is the Word. Because the Word created all things. He says, all things were made by him. He shows us now, the Word is not just a written book. Look in verse 3. He says, all things were made by him. Now he gives personality to the Word. He shows us that the Word is a person. Not just written pages. No, the Word is a person. He says, all things were made by him. By who? The Word. And without him. Now, have you ever found a book that is known as him? Praise the Lord. You say, all right. Yeah, you see, while I was reading him, are you with me? No, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. It's what the pages are expressing. Glory to God. Hallelujah. The pages of the Bible express a person. Amen. In Hebrews, it says, let's go to Hebrews. I'll show you something still. The personality of the Word. The Word is a person. Glory to God. And we will come back there. In Hebrews chapter 4, glory to God. From verse 12, and then my emphasis on the next verse, but let's begin. Please. For the Word of God is quick and powerful and sharper than any two-edged sword, piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner of the thoughts and intents of the heart. Did you hear that? He's showing you the Word. He says the Word of God is not just a page. It's not just pages. The Word of God is living. Meaning the Word of God is a living thing. And it's not just a living thing. It's an active living thing. Praise the Lord Jesus. He's living and active. That means the Word of God is really active. He says he's sharper. He's living and active. Sharper than any two-edged sword. Piercing even to the dividing asunder of soul and spirit, and of the joints and marrow, and is a discerner. That means the Word of God has sense. The Word of God has the ability to understand and to know. He says he's a discerner of thoughts and intents of the heart. That means the Word of God can look at you, and the Word of God can discern your thought, and can even discern the intents of your heart. That's the Word. That means your response to the Word of God knows it. Are you with me? Are you getting this? Praise the Lord Jesus. And he says, let's continue on. You see something. He says, neither is there any creature that is not manifest in his sight. Now he shows us his sight. Have you noted that? He says, neither is any creature that is not made manifest. Praise the Lord. That is not manifest in his sight. He shows us that the Word is a person. His sight, he's been talking about the Word of God. And now he gives personality to the Word of God. And he says, his sight, the person of the Word, nothing is hid